the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the McNoise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the Sweet 16 is set. And we're tipping things off on Saturday. We've been rolling through a few games all week long. We've been firing off on some futures. And we need to head down to the dirty south here, Lundy, with one of my futures wagers on the board. And it's a line that is swayed. And I'm a little bit shocked. You know, I woke up this morning on this Friday, and I'm like, yeah, I think Arkansas is probably still like plus 225, plus 250 to emerge from this region unscathed and represent the Final Four. No, it is dropped to plus 175. Still think some decent value there, but not the value it was earlier in the week. Now, Baylor is chalk, obviously, out of the South at minus 167. And Villanova, 5-1 at Oral Roberts at a whopping 30-1 to come out of this region. But I still like the Razorbacks. So much length, so much athleticism, a team that relishes a breakneck pace. They'll, you know, take your breath away to cue Berlin. And they're one that really gets after on the offensive glass as well. They can beat you in variable ways, and they are staunch defensively. Now number 10 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. So if there is one team that poses the biggest threat to the Baylor Bears in the South region, it's got to be the Arkansas Razorbacks. Woo, pig suey! Are you with me on that one?
Yeah, I think they've got the best shot to be able to give Baylor a run. Now, obviously, we talked about this earlier this week. I think Baylor is looking again like the team that we saw at the beginning of the season, kind of past that pause that they went through and all of that, a little bit of shaking off the rust. So I still think Baylor comes out of this region. But yes, if I'm looking for some plus odds, I think Arkansas could be a nice little play there.
Oh, yes, it could certainly tickle your fancy and go, if you get hit in the right spot there, like the Pillsbury Doughboy certainly
That's
does.
The sound you make when you get seduced by the juice.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it hits you in all the right places, no doubt about it. Look, if you want to get in on that future, if you want to get on anything Sweet 16 related, the NBA, the NHL, and Lundy's riding a heater. We're going to get to a couple of more picks of his here momentarily on the IC to do all of that action right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-1 odds. Pick any college basketball team that is still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you could turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the dub. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Colorado residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Friday edition, it's time once again for the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right. Lundy is melting the sports books. He is shutting down Zambonis. He is putting the biscuit in the basket because, again, he's riding one hell of a heater right now. He's broken out the flamethrower, and he is torching all of the lines in the NHL. So, Lundy, I'm going to continue to tell you, my man, because, again, you don't want to, you know, cool off anytime soon. I don't expect you to. What were you last night? Like 8-2? You're 8-2?
8-2 last night.
Wow.
Up 6.5 units total, but went 8-2. Also was smart enough to take a goofy 10-leg parlay
that I did.
And actually break it. I had a free bet to use for like $5, and I figured, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. But I also broke it up into a couple of smaller ones, so that managed to pay off. Now, we all know that heaters do eventually come to an end, but
yes.
I'll go ahead and enjoy this one while I can. Brad, let's start off in our nation's capital.
Ooh.
With the Capitals, the Washington Capitals. Capitals will be taking on New Jersey. Normally, I would stay away from a game like this because this is the second of a back-to-back between these two teams. Washington beat New Jersey last night. The final in that one was 4-3. And normally, these back-to-backers make me a little bit nervous, but we're actually going to talk about two back-to-backers in the Fade 5 today. I'm going to go with the Caps, even though they are heavy money line favorites. They're a minus 220. But if we take it within regulation on the 60-minute line, boys and girls, that juice drops down to a minus 136. I think the Caps beat them for the second night in a row, in part because as both of these teams go to their backup goaltenders, we're talking about Samsonov for the Caps, who frankly could be a number one goaltender on a lot of teams in the NHL. So he might be the number two for Washington, but he is definitely not playing like a number two. Then add in to the fact that as of right now, Washington is a perfect 5-0 against New Jersey on the season. I look for them to make it a half dozen wins, taking out the Devils tonight and winning in back-to-back fashion.
Oh, get after it! Again, keep tailing Lundy, man. He's sizzling right now.
Number four.
Oh, and Lundy is so hot that we decided to throw in another NHL selection because I can't win. I wagered on a pair of NIT games last night. I got seduced by the NIT, and I used the Gollum animated GIF from Lord of the Rings, and when he gets the ring, my precious, oh, my precious. That was me last night, like, staring at the damn ring. Looking at the NIT lines, you know, getting the cold shakes, thinking, oh, my God, I got to wager on something. And I took Memphis minus four, lost. I took the over in the CSU game, lost that because went way under. So I got to recoup some dollars, build up the bankroll for the Sweet 16. We're going to get to a couple of those selections here in a second. So give me another puck drop, amigo. Hit me with the knowledge.
Well, we're going from the nation's capital. You were talking about the Dirty South. How about we go to the home of Cornell Haynes Jr.? Brad, you know him as Nelly. Let's go to St. Louis, where the Blues are taking on Anaheim. St. Louis on the second night of a back-to-back. They lost to Minnesota last night 2-0, but now they are back home on a back-to-back. But they're taking on Anaheim, and I just mentioned to you that the Caps were 5-0 against the Devils. Well, the Blues are 4-0 against the Ducks. They have figured out how to beat Anaheim. I think they take care of it at home again. This is one where on the money line, it's a big number. I'm not going to lie. You've got a pretty heavy favorite here, so you can drop it down to that 60-minute line if you want to, makes it a little bit more manageable, or maybe you pair the two of them together. If you take Washington and St. Louis, by the way, a little bonus pick, throw them on a two-leg money line parlay just by themselves, it gets to a plus 116, or if you throw it on that 60-minute regulation line, the juice gets even better. Those are the two games I like the most tonight. Little bonus, I do like Calgary at home. I think that they should be a heavier favorite than they are. The juice not that bad. Staying far away, though, from San Jose and Arizona. So there's a couple of puck picks for you as you prepare for this weekend's Sweet 16.
It's getting hot in here. But please, Lundy, don't take off all your clothes.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the NBA and our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day presented by, yes, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, more or less over under on stats that you already know, love, and track. You put them in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And again, use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, you score a free $5 game on the house. 7NKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to the heartland of the country and talk about the Indiana Pacers and the All-Star Domantas Sabonis and the PRA points, rebounds, and assists combined for younger Sabonis is 34.5 against the Dallas Mavericks. And I'm taking the over on this one. Now, Sabonis has been right down the middle. Four of his last eight games since the All-Star break, he has hit the over on this proposed total. The last time he faced Dallas, he also hit the over back in late January, going for 25 points, 10 boards, and four dimes. This is the second best matchup for a center, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool. And you look at Dallas, where have they struggled? Oh, that's right, defending, guarding, and giving up a ton of points to the opposition. Number 24 in adjusted defensive efficiency. Number 25 as well in opponent defensive rebounding percentage.
Put it all together, and I think Sabonis will score you some cash again on a – this seems like a deflated line. You know, earlier in the season, we've featured Sabonis here often. Usually it's around 38.5, 39.5 on the PRA. I think the 34.5 here is quite a value, and that's why I'm breaking out the sledgehammer on that over. Lundy, Vader followed Abonis Sabonis over 34.5 on points, rebounds, and assists combined.
I will follow you on this one. I think he's good for a double-double at 20 points and, say, 11, maybe 12 boards. So all I need is, you know, what, 3-4 dimes, and
yep.
I've got it. And I
yep.
think he's definitely good for that. So this is a good matchup for him. Also, you know, you look at yesterday's NBA trade deadline. Indiana didn't do anything, and I think that's yeah. actually kind of a good thing. It means you don't have a lot of distractions. They're like, hey, this is our core. This is our team. This is what we're going to do. You know, I think some of these other teams, you know, you talk about the Nuggets picking up Aaron Gordon. You know, it's going to take a little bit to kind of get that gel to happen. Indiana isn't facing any of that. So I like this matchup for Sabonis tonight. I think he gets well up over this number. Look for it to be a 37-38 finish.
Yeah, make some dollars with Domonis.
Number two.
All right, with the Sweet 16 to tip it off here once again. The NCAA tournament restart on Saturday. Let's feature a couple of more games. We've been doing it all week. Let's talk Creighton against Gonzaga. And I'm going with the dogs here. Barf! I think they're going to pack a bite in the Blue Jays, plus the 13.5. Look, Gonzaga's not played a team the caliber of Creighton since Virginia back in December. Now, did they boat race the Cavaliers? Yes, they absolutely did in that contest. But Creighton is a completely different team, completely different makeup. This is a team that's got all-court offense. They can score from anywhere. They're number three in the nation in near-proximity conversions, according to Haslametrics.com. They're shooting over 36% from downtown, and they got a solid mid-range game. What's really, I think, overlooked about this year's Creighton team is the defensive chops it possesses. The Jays are a juggernaut on D, giving up just 0.906 points per possession in their last seven games, too. Only 27.3% along the arc. So they got to go out there and challenge Jalen Suggs and Corey Kispert and Joel Ayayi. Yes, absolutely, they will start to finish. Now, free throws, problematic. They're a team that really piles up the bricks on those freebies, which is really unusual for Creighton, knowing all the shooters they have in Zagorowski and Balak and also in Jefferson, but they're only shooting 64.3%. So hopefully that won't come into play and play a major factor. But altogether, because of their defensive acuity, because of their offensive explosiveness, this is a team I don't think is going to get blown out, Lundy, and hopefully we're not going to have like another flagrant one in the waning moments like the Zags generated against Oklahoma, which ultimately got them the cover, and a nasty, gross, disgusting one at that. I think Creighton will keep this thing within 10 in the end. So give me the Jays plus 13.5. Fade or follow.
Yeah, they made a big deal out of it this past weekend on the broadcast. The fact that Gonzaga has beaten everybody by double figures. What is it, 25 games in a row
yep.
or something like
yep.
that they've won by double figures. 13.5 is too much, Brad. I'm going to follow you on this one. I think Creighton can keep it close right down the stretch. I think Gonzaga continues to roll. I have said that I think they actually go all the way, and they do wind up undefeated, and they win the whole thing. But I think this is a matchup that can manage to stay close. As dominant as Gonzaga is, they're going to face some good competition, as you just said, with Creighton, with the Blue Jays. So I'm with you. I think it's too many points. I think it winds up being more like 9 or 10 by the time it's all said and done. So if Creighton can keep it interesting like that, keep you and I glued to the television, I'll be happy.
Yeah, amen on that. Ride with the representatives from Omaha.
Number one.
All right, let's get in one more Sweet 16 selection, and I'm going to go with another dog here, and that is the Florida State Seminoles going up against the Michigan Wolverines, the last team standing from the supposedly vaunted Big Ten. Florida State catching plus 2.5 in this game. Look, the Noles are the longest team in the country, and FSU really uses that length on the defensive side of things. Last six games, 0.879 points per possession allowed, just 42.6% inside the arc and 29.8% outside of it. It's a team that can really score the basketball inside and out, shooting 56.6% over the last month on twos and 38.3% 30% on threes over the entire season. You got, you know, Raekwon Gray, a likely NBA player. Scotty Barnes going to be a lottery pick. Anthony Polite is a guy shooting over 40% from downtown. MJ Walker is a guy that gets it done off the bounce, a 6'5" point guard. And you got Balsa Koprivica coming off the bench at 7'1", who can clean up around the 10. You know, Michigan, you know, he got Hunter Dickinson. He's an absolute stud, but he has been foul prone here over the last several games. And when he is out of action, you know, this offense can really fall apart at the seams. We don't know if Isaiah Livers is going to be back in action. That's not official by any way, sway or form there. So if you look at Michigan, 130-plus in defensive rebounding percentage, offensive rebounding percentage in their last seven games. So, you know, I think Florida State's going to have a massive advantage there in the paint as long as FSU can protect the rock, Lundy. And that has been problematic for them. You know, they've coughed it up at a 20.4% clip. They should win this thing straight up. So I do like them on the money line. And again, catching the 2.5, I feel, is a gift. So you got to, you know, ride with Leonard Hamilton and the immobilized foot, because, you know, he took a wrong step off the bus and blew out his Achilles. You know all about that, hombre. Suffered a similar injury a few years ago. But are you going to go with the Noles here? Fade or follow?
Yes, I will follow because I do think that they managed to keep this thing close. You know, during the fall, for those that don't know, Brad and I spend some time talking fantasy football, and I go back and I think about the human bowling ball that was Maurice Jones-Drew. Raekwon Gray is basically the basketball version of that.
Yeah,
he is absolutely a wrecking ball out on the court because he's 6'8", and what is he, Brad, 255, 260? I mean, he is huge. And Florida State has so much size, so much length. You're right. They struggle to take care of the ball at times. They do have some stupid turnovers at times. They're not the best ball handlers. But I think they can give Michigan fits. And you know what? My fellow Achilles brother in the boot, I recognize that boot as I watch it go up and down the sideline. He might have actually come and stolen that out of my garage. I'm not sure. I'm rolling with Hamilton, man. I think FSU is going to surprise some people, and I'm with you. I think they can be the dog. I think they can take it straight up on the money line.
Yeah, that's a team, again, at plus 200, could represent the East region in the Final Four. And as we're taping this, Lundy, breaking news of the world of college basketball, Shaka Smart has just left Texas for the Marquette gig. Holy smokes. As reported by Stadium Sports and my buddy Jeff Goodman. That is a Shaka special, if you will. Thank you very much. I'm going to see myself out right now.
Did not see that coming at all.
Again, Shaka Smart leaving the University of Texas for Marquette in Milwaukee. In the Big East, I got a feeling that he didn't like how things went down with their energy crisis. Just a hunch. Just throwing that out there. That's all I'm going to say. On that note, though, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review, which you kindly follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos and check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, good luck in the Sweet 16. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.